Last year, when we studied Parshas Lech Lecha, we focused on the middle Aliyah Revi and the story with Avram and fighting the four kings and rescuing Lot. And we talked all about what that war is all about, why that battle is there, why it was necessary for the Torah to tell us that Avram got involved in that battle, and why he the symbolism of rescuing Lot. What I'd like to do this year is to take a step back and to look at the previous Aliyah and the previous story, also with Lot, found in the third Aliyah, and that is the separation between Lot and Avraham. Just a quick background: the story of Avraham begins the end of Parshas Noach, and in that Parsha, we're told that Avraham travels together with his Sarai and with Lot and with his father Terach, and they're making their way towards the land of Canaan. They stop in Haran, and there, for some reason, they don't continue forward. We're told about Terach's death in Haran, and then in this week's parsha, this story continues where Hashem commands Avram, Lech Lecha, go to land that I will show you. He takes him to the land of Canaan. And he takes with him both Sarai, who's now his wife, as well as Lot, his nephew. They settle in Canaan. And then, unfortunately, there's a famine in the land, and they have to travel down south towards Egypt. They have a lot of troubles there in Egypt with Paros and Sarah being taken. But eventually, they emerge and they're able to leave Egypt and return to the land of Canaan. And we are told at the end of the story that the following, that Avram leaves with his possessions, with his wife, and Lot is with him towards the south. Seems like Lot is somehow still connected, somehow takes his time to get out of Egypt, but he does leave. And the story concludes that when Avram returns to Canaan, he builds a mizbeach, an altar, vayikra Hashem, Avram b'shem Hashem. And he calls out in the name of God. He still dedicates to God. He's still focused on his mission, and everything seems fine. And then all of a sudden, we're told the following. This is where I want to focus. Lot, focus now is on Lot. Don't forget Lot. Lot, who has traveled this entire distance, who has taken this journey along with Avram all the way back from starting from Ur Kasdim back in Babel, back in Babylonia, through Turkey and Haran, and then in Israel, and then fleeing to Egypt because of the famine, and now returning. So Lot, the Gamlu Lot, who haleches Avram. Lot had become exceedingly wealthy, just like Avram had been blessed. That was the promise of Lech Lecha. You have all these blessings. Everything will be wonderful. So Lot also cashed in. He also was granted these blessings, and he had much cattle, much possessions. And then we're told the following as the story continues, that he had so many possessions, and Avram had so many possessions, so much cattle. Lona saw some arts of Shavas Yachtav. There wasn't enough land for the two of them to dwell together. Kayaruchushabrav, because they had a lot, all these possessions. Lo yachlula Shavas Yachtav. Again, repeated, and they are unable to dwell together. And then we're told by Hiriv. Now there's an argument breaks out between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. And they're not the only ones in the land at the time. There's also other people. There's the Canaanim, the Perizzim. They're also living in the land. Then Avram turns to Lot. The shepherds are arguing. It's not good. Avram says there shouldn't be mriva. It's not good that sounds like that not only were the shepherds arguing, but now as the owners, there's strife, contention between Avram and between his nephew Lot. Not good that we're fighting. We're brothers. We're mishpacha. And therefore, says Avram, Halocha Artzufanacha, Iparno Milai, Masnovi, Minavi, Masmila. Look, Lot, the big land, take a look around. You need to go somewhere else. There's two different ways how to read this. Some read it that if you go right, I'll go left. If you go left, I'll go right. Or others read it, no, I'm staying where I am, and you go right or left. But we can't remain together. So what does Lot do? Lot takes a look around. He sees the Jordan Valley, Kikar Yarden, Kichulam Ashkel, Lefnei Shachet Hashem, Es Sodom Es Amorah, Kigan Hashem, Keretz Mitzrayim, Bochad Tzoar. He looks at the Dead Sea area. Today you go there, it's desolate, there's nothing growing. Apparently before Sodom was destroyed, it was beautiful, it was lush, full of vegetation. It reminds him of the good old days, the time that he spent in Egypt. We'll come back to that in a moment. And what does he decide to do? He decides to go east. He decides, he decides to go towards the plain of the Jordan. He travels from Kedem, and by Yipardu, they separate Ish mi'alachiv. Avram yashav eretz Canaan. Avram remains in Canaan, and Lo goes to the plains, the Arei Kikar, the Halat Sodom, and he encamps close to Sodom. And then the Torah tells us, by the way, you should know the Anshei Sodom, Reim v'Chatim, they were exceedingly evil, Hashem Ma'od, for God, not the best of people, to say the least. And then God now turns to Avram after Lot is separated, Achrei Par Lo Mimo. He tells Avram, Sonai Nechor, take a look around, from where you're situated, look around, north, south, east, and west, Safona v'Negma v'Kedem Yama. Yes, call this entire land that you see, I'm giving it to you, and not only to you, and to your children, Adolam. And your children, you're going to have an abundance of children, you're going to be blessed, they're going to be kafar aretz, like the dust of the earth, so many, not going to be able to count them. And then he tells Avram, kumas alech baretz, go take a walk, go on a tiyul, travel the land. Our color, achbad, it's length and it's width and it's length. Kilachadna, it's all yours. And the story concludes by Hal Avram, by Avovi Ashe Belanim Amre, Asher Bechavron. He pitches his tent now towards Chevron and the plains of Amre. And again, Vayivin Shamiz Beach Lashem. Once again, he builds an altar to God. So on the surface, this is a tragic story from Avram's perspective. So disappointing. Lot, who has traveled with them the entire journey, now there's tension, there's strife, it can't be resolved, and they go their separate ways. And yet Hashem tells Avram, not to worry, I'm going to bless you, you're going to be given this land, you're going to have many offspring, and everything will be wonderful. So what was the issue here? What was the tension? What were they fighting over? Why couldn't they reconcile? You know, we view Avram as a man of chesed, of kindness, of peace, of, you know, I wasn't able to work things out with Lot. So Chazal rabbis, the way they understand the story, at least the way Rashi brings down, that what was the issue? The issue was, as the psukim imply, the issue was one of that they literally, there was limited grazing land. Again, it could be because the Canaanim and Prizim were living there. So it wasn't like you could just take your animals anywhere. Avram and Lot had both become very wealthy, had a lot of flock and sheep, and it was limited area where they could go. And what would happen, and Rashi tells us the Medrash, that Lot's shepherds were not so careful. They weren't so from like Avram was. They often would take their cattle and graze on other land that was not theirs. It was Zalo's being stolen. Avram was careful to muzzle his sheep that his animals, his shepherd wouldn't violate anyone else's property. And they argued over these values. It was whether to be respectful of property rights, and it just went got out of hand, and they separated. It wasn't working out. The Ramban cites this Rashi, and the Ramban suggests a different explanation. He says, yes, that they were quarreling. Hayam Riva Al Amir Ad. They're arguing over the land. The land could not support them both. And when Avram's sheep were grazing in the meadows, so Lot's animals, not that they would graze in other people's property, but they would come into Avram's property. And that would lead to the fighting. Now, the problem was that at this point, Avram didn't own the land. They were visitors. This was someone else's land. It was the Canaanim and Perizzim. They were the owners of the land. And Avram's concern was the following: Upachad Avram pen Yishma Kanani v'Aprizi Yoshev Aretz Kovin Mekneim v'Garshum. Avram was afraid that the local residents would see this quarreling, this fighting, and would get nervous because they would see the abundance of Avram and Lot, and would be concerned that over time they would start overtaking their lands, and you know, who are these new people that are here, and they're multiplying and growing. And Avram was concerned for his physical safety, that either they would literally drive him out of Israel, out of Canaan, or Yaku Otam, or they would wage war against him. And Kishiva Saretz Atalham Lol Avram. Avram didn't own the land at this point. So that was Avram's concern, and it couldn't remain the way the situation was. And someone had to go somewhere. Someone had to go somewhere else, and he says, "I'm sorry, Lot. You're going to have to leave." I like to suggest a little different explanation based upon the Malbim as well as Rav Hirsch, and that's the following: the Torah at the end of Parshas Noach makes a point to emphasize that Sarah was akara, that Sarah was barren. And this, obviously, for any married couple, this is exceedingly painful and hurtful and extremely emotionally challenging, difficult, to say the least. And for Avram Avinu to add more misery to the pain, Avram was trying to start something new. Avram was trying to create this new idea, introduce this new idea into the world of monotheism and to spread it. And Avram, being human, knew he would not be around forever, and therefore he would need children, he would need descendants who would be able to continue the message, to continue the mission. And yet Sarah's akara, Sarah has no children. And so, but he does have some family. He has Lot, and Lot apparently was very devoted to Avram. Lot travels with him wherever Avram goes, even when Terach doesn't continue the journey. Terach stops in Haran. Lot picks himself up when Avram continues on to the land of Canaan. He's side by side with Avram. And perhaps in Avram's mind, it is going to be Lot who's going to be the one who's going to continue the mission. He's going to be the one to take over for him. And he's training Lot, and he's encouraging Lot, and he's inspiring Lot, and he's working together with Lot. And it seems like that's going to work out. That's going to be wonderful. And then what happens is Egypt. Salvechik makes this point. Something happened to Lot in Mitzrayim. As the Torah says, when Avram finally got out of there, Lot was still to the south. He was very enticed by the culture, the values, the excitement, the looseness of everything that the morality, Chazal associated Egypt with immorality, that somehow he found that very exciting, very enticing, and he was not so quick to leave. And then he finally does get out. He has to follow his uncle. He goes with Bunch, eventually continues along with Avram, but he's a changed person. And then there's tension, there's riv. And perhaps the arguments, the machlokas, was not just over simple land, but it was over values. It was a value system. Like Chazal say, then maybe Lot was not so careful with his shepherds in terms of grazing in other people's fields. And Avram now sees that Lot is not the one, and it's And it's very painful for Avram because Vakani Vaprizi Oz Yoshev Baretz. The Kananim and the Prizim living in the land is that I need to influence these people. I need to inspire these people. I need to be a good example for these people. And my nephew, unfortunately, is not following in my path. The way the Malbim says, understands the whole story, he says, he lod hitka li pared midas Avram. Min Hagav, Lo began to slowly dissipate and fall away and to reject the values of Avram, his customs, his ways. And this created terrible strife and disappointment between both of them, both Avram being felt left down by Lot, and Lot are rejecting what Avram had taught him. Because of this hatred, of the animosity, this led to this friction, this led to this arguing. And this caused great pain, says the Malbim, to Avram Avinu. And so Avram at this point recognizes that this cannot continue, that this is not going to work out well. And the first way he understands it, he says, the way the Torah presents the story, says, v'gam l'lot, and also lot. And then there's a pause. And in the trup, there's a pause at that point. And he says, and refers to his language, intimately sharing life with Avram, who in his isolation, still by his nephew, drew strangers, only came into contact with him, into a knowledge of him, who makes people hospitable and benevolent and raises them from selfish greed to the aspiration to be like unto him, to be a source of blessing. Right? Lot's living with Avram. Avram's trying to inspire people to him, meaning recognizing Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lot, who had lived so closely with Avram, had obtained something from Avram, but what? So what did Lot gain from this? What did Lot gain from the proximity of Avram? So you know what Lot gained, says the Pasuk? Hayatsona vakar vahalim. You know what he gained? He gained money. He gained wealth. He financially benefited from coming, connecting to Avram. You know what he didn't gain from? He didn't gain from what it says in the previous Pasuk, the end of Sheni. Vayikra Sham Avram b'shem Hashem. Somehow the Shem Hashem, the value system, the belief in God and all that entails, somehow Lot wasn't able to connect, and it didn't inspire him, or that he somehow lost it when he was in Egypt, and as a result there was this friction that ensued, and this disappointment and resentment and disagreement, and it filtered down to their employees, to their shepherds. The arguments of the shepherds reflect more this tension between the Balaam, the owners, between Lot and Avram. And it's at this point, with great disappointment and pain, that Avram recognizes that this is not going to work out. That this mission that started off so well has fallen apart. And what really symbolizes that Lot himself is not going to continue the legacy of Avram is that when Lot takes a look around, and at that point, Lot could have made a choice. He could have decided, you know what, Avram, let's work this out. We're going to stay together. We're like you said, we're brothers. And I've seen how I've gone astray, and I'm allowing my shepherds to act and to behave. And let's try to work this out. Lot takes a look around. You know what he sees? He sees Egypt, right? He sees he sees Sodom, which reminds him of Kigan Hashem Ki Eretz Mitzrayim. Reminds him of those days back in Egypt. The value system of Sodom is similar to the value system of Egypt, and he draws closer to Sodom. He goes Ad Sodom. He pitches a tent close to Sodom, and then unfortunately, finally, you actually see him later on. He's actually Bistom. He's actually actually moved into the city of Sodom. And so Lot rejects everything. Lot runs away, and he decides that this is not for him. And at that point, so for Avram's perspective, now what's going to be? what's the future for him? He's gone on this journey and he's preached this message, but he's not going to be here forever. Who's going to continue? And it's at that point when Hashem appears to him. And this is when Hashem reassures Avram. He says that, you see this land, north, south, east, and west, not only is it all yours, but it's also the Zaracha. You're going to have children. They're going to continue this mission. They're going to spread the word. At that point, Vayivan Shem Mizbeach LaHashem. Avram once again builds a Mizbeach LaHashem. Avram is re-energized. He's focused once again. And he recognizes that he's back on track and that the mission can continue. So I think to wrap things up, I think what the Torah is doing in presenting this story is a couple things. Number one, it speaks to the challenge that so many people have in inspiring others and trying to share your values with other people. And, you know, Avram was not successful with Lot. And it's a question, you know, why wasn't he successful? Could he have done something different? Was Lot himself responsible for disappearing and rejection, or could Avram perhaps try something else? It's an open-ended question, and it forces us to think about ourselves and our own children, our own students, our own family and friends who we have an opportunity to connect to. You know, are we doing the best that we can to help them? Everyone, you know, thinks differently, and everyone responds differently. Sometimes you do the best you can, and sometimes you wind up, you know, with a Lot, and they make their own decisions. But again, it challenges us. Are there still ways to try to still reconnect with them and to bring them back? And the beautiful thing about, at least with the Lot story, though at this point it ends tragically, at the end there's somewhat of a good ending, because we know ultimately from Lot emerges Moav, right? With his daughters, you know, he has this son Moav, and ultimately from Moav is Rus. So, and Rus is then, you know, the great grandmother of David HaMelech, and then, you know, Mashiach. So you never know, right? You never know in life that, you know, even in times of great disappointment from children, from students, from people who you work with, and they sort of disappear or fall off and don't seem interested, you don't know what's going to be with them, or their descendants, or those who they interact with. So you never give up. But number two, and I think the other powerful lesson is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has made this commitment to Avraham, and even though there's this terrible disappointment at this moment, but Hashem reassures Avraham, don't worry, things will be good moving forward. Maybe not in the direction you thought initially. Sometimes we think that this is the path, that this is the right approach, that this is the way to find success. But sometimes that's not correct. Sometimes it's going in a different direction. And Hashem tells Avram at this point that, okay, Lot's not the one, but there's going to be something even better. Ultimately, you're going to have your own children. Ultimately, you're going to get this great nation in the land of Israel. And for you, Avram, don't give up. Right? In moments of great crisis and moments of great frustration, keep at it, keep going, and Avram is able to recognize that, and Avram once again is able to call out the same vigor that he had earlier in calling out when he returns from Egypt and building this Beach and calling out B'Shem Hashem. So at the end of this story as well, Avram is able to once again Va'even Shem Mizbeach LaHashem. He's once again able to build a Mizbeach LaHashem, demonstrate his commitment, and to recognize that he can in fact move forward and move beyond the disappointment. And therefore, this story with Lot has this terrible element of tragedy and disappointment, but also there's also hope. There's hope for, you never know what the future will bring. You never know your efforts, how they will play themselves out over time, and even in moments when we do perhaps see failure and things don't work out the way we are, but we don't give up. There's always new opportunities, new possibilities. And if we take them, so God willing, we will meet with success. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.